from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Colombia's Congress on Wednesday approved a peace deal between the government and the rebel group known as FARC to end more than 50 years of war. Both the lower house and the Senate approved the deal without any opposing votes. Peace negotiations have stretched on for 4 years, and the effort to end the conflict that has killed more than 220,000 people and displaced millions. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously voted to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea for its September 9th nuclear test. Hear now from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Security Council has today taken a strong action on one of the most enduring and pressing peace and security challenges of our time. The nuclear and ballistic missile activities of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The sanctions could cost North Korea more than $800 million a year in lost funds used to finance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien is urging countries with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien addressed an emergency Security Council meeting on Wednesday.
These people have been besieged for nearly 150 days now, and most simply don't have the means to survive for much longer. Intensified fighting and aerial bombardment continues to occur, resulting in civilian casualties and injuries.
A draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities. And OPEC agreed Wednesday to cut oil production for the first time since 2008 in an effort to boost prices and challenge non-OPEC producers to follow suit. This is VOA.